Mary Kelly is the author of Coal in Campbell County, a book that traces the lineage of each of Gillette's major coal companies in the area. It's her second book about the coal industry in Gillette. She and her husband both worked for the Amax Coal Company for many years. Kelly told Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhurov that she wanted to preserve the history of the coal companies, but also show how they helped create a good life for people like her in Campbell County.
The fact that there have been so many changes in ownership and names and boundaries and things like that was really my motivation. I think when my generation is gone, there won't be anyone who knows about those earlier companies. So I wanted to get it down in writing, at least up to the present day, so people would know how those companies started. I think it's important for our area and for our state and probably for the nation to understand how these coal companies came about.
And the book is obviously very picture-heavy. So how did you go about picking the pictures that you did?
I didn't want it to be a highly technical book. It's easy to be very, very technical when it comes to the coal. So I also think it's a nice thing to personalize the book and talk about some of the folks that are here in Gillette and Campbell County. It makes it fun for them. In particular, one picture I'm thinking of is Dusty Poppleton as about a 4 or 5 year old.
In front of the Christmas tree, right?
At the Festival of Trees.
Uh-huh.
She is just a little child, and now, of course, she's 20-some years old, and it shows that these people live here and work here, and their families are involved in the coal companies. And I thought it was a great photo, and of course, she's embarrassed about it, but but her grandmother gave me that photo, so I had to put it in.
My favorite chapter was about the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was brought in to put out coal mine fires. I had no idea there was such a camp in Wyoming. So I'm wondering, in your research, were there things you discovered that stood out for you?
I knew about the CCC camp because of a gal at the library who did a presentation about that a couple of years ago. And you're right, it is a very interesting part of Wyoming's history, especially because the camp was right here in Gillette at about 12th and 4J roads. So it's a part that's very much grown up. But to have it right here and the only CCC camp that was organized to put out coal fires is very unique. Some of the things that I enjoyed learning about was about the railroad, what the initials on the side of the rail cars stand for, and the fact that there are companies that take over driving the train at the mine, and the actual railroad crew goes off and drives some other train somewhere and uses their skills for that purpose, and this other company comes in and just drives the train through the mine while it's filled up. And then they leave, and an actual railroad crew comes back in and takes over for the haul to the power plants.
Hmm.
And that was something I didn't know there was even a market for.
Yeah. You dedicate the book to your husband and son and also thank the coal industry for a wonderful life. And throughout the book, too, your commentary is very complimentary towards the industry. I think at some point for one of the photos you say, for residents of Campbell County, a coal mine is beautiful. I'm wondering why you decided to focus so exclusively on the positive in the coal industry.
Actually, I feel very strongly that way. I think a lot of folks who live here in this part of the country and who make their living from the coal industry and who benefit from the coal industry feel that way. It's very disturbing to us when President Obama talks about how he wants to do away with coal mines and coal-fired power plants. And we have such a fabulous quality of life here due to the minerals that we have in our area. It really is a very positive industry in this part of the country.
All right. Well, Mary Kelly, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Thank you so much, Irina.